To celebrate the coronation of His Majesty the King and Her Majesty the Queen Consort, Royal Voluntary Service recently launched the Coronation Champion Awards for volunteers. With the support of Her Majesty the Queen Consort, a passionate advocate of volunteering and President of Royal Voluntary Service, the awards will recognise exceptional volunteers from across the country at this momentous point in history. And here to tell us more is Fiona Longhurst, Director at Royal Voluntary Service. Thanks for joining us, Fiona.
It's a pleasure.
First of all, what are the Coronation Champion Awards? Tell us a wee bit more about them, please.
Coronation Champions Awards have been arranged or are being arranged by Royal Voluntary Service in partnership with Her Majesty the Queen Consort to really reward and recognise those outstanding volunteers who have, you know, really the sort of backbone of the country. And they are people that are doing amazing things in their communities, often without being particularly sort of sung from the rafters. They're people that haven't necessarily been recognised before, but they are doing amazing work, making life better for other people in most cases.
And there's 8 categories, I believe.
We've got supporting younger people, we've got supporting older people, crisis and welfare, health and care, community, sports, culture and heritage, animal welfare and sustainability and the environment, which is really important because one of the coronation themes is all about sustainability, obviously a cause very close to the King's heart. But these awards very much are in partnership with the Queen Consort. She's been a huge advocate of volunteering over the years and has been the president of RVS for many years as well. So we're delighted to be running it with her. We're on the lookout for 500 champions to award, and we want people from across the UK so that we get really lovely representation and from all backgrounds, and so that we really get to see some amazing, inspiring examples that perhaps will encourage other people to step into volunteering for the first time when they see what the difference is that can be made.
What makes a good nomination then?
Well, what makes a good nomination, we need to see the reason really why you think that person is fantastic. What makes them stand out? Is it that they've had a brilliant idea? They've come up with something that's just transformative in terms of other people's lives. You know, have they set up a little charity in the local area? Maybe they've set up a food bank or some sort of local befriending service. Or they are just a really good egg and they're somebody in the community that always goes out of their way to help others. They're sort of popping around to people and sort of sorting out their shopping or really being that sort of friend that people turn to. And we all know people like that. And they're the people we're after. They're the people we want to award. And what's lovely is that the people that do get awarded will get an invitation to attend one of the coronation events. So they get to actually go along to perhaps a coronation garden party run by the royal household, or they might attend the concert that's going to be run over the coronation weekend, the official celebration concert. They might get a ticket to that. So actually, it's a wonderful once in a lifetime bit of recognition on offer.
Certainly is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you need to be over 14, don't you?
You do. So age 14 and over. So we are hoping that we'll get lots of nominations of sort of rising stars. So those youngsters, those young coronation champions, we want to make sure that we're able to award plenty of them because they, you know, again, they'll inspire other young people to have a think about volunteering themselves. And it's those sort of relatable people that we want to showcase so that others will think, do you know what? I'm going to give that a go.
So how can people find out more information and get those entries in?
Well, we'd like them to go along to the Royal Voluntary Service website. It's accessible by screen readers. It's royalvoluntaryservice.org.uk. All the information around nominating for a coronation champion is on that website. And we tried to make it as straightforward as possible. And hopefully we'll just see lots and lots of nominations flooding in. We've opened up just this week. So and we've already seen a nice number come through. So I'm really hopeful that we'll get many, many entries over the coming weeks. You need to get your entry in by the 4th of April.
Now, you've also got another event around the corner as well.
On the bank holiday Monday, lots of charities are going to be opening up taster sessions of volunteering for people to have a go at. And you can have a look at the bighelpout.org and see what's on there. Those opportunities will start to come through as we get closer to the bank holiday weekend, the coronation weekend. But that's another thing. So volunteering is very much having its moment in the spotlight over that coronation weekend.
Lots to look forward to.
Absolutely. Yeah, really is.
Well, we wish you lots of luck with the awards. Fiona Longhurst, Director at Royal Voluntary Service, thanks for your time today on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.